Fox and Coach, tight space back here. So we'll be up there. But, I mean, crazy comeback, huh? I mean, down 12 at the end of the third quarter. You're asking this team 31-11 in the fourth quarter. Justine Lyon. Slow first three quarters, but really stepped up and played a big game in this fourth quarter.
Yeah, you know, she had a big fourth quarter the other night, too. I was really praying during the third quarter, like in between the third and fourth quarters, it was going to happen again, and it sure did. So big-time effort by her in the fourth quarter, you know, but everybody really stepped up. You know, Allie Welling was huge for us tonight. Just super proud of her. I mean, she's just become so efficient for us at times, but she had a great game. So just really proud of how our kids battled. They fought, and they just kind of continued to believe and took it at them, you know. They stuck to the game plan, and, you know, even though it was a little shaky at times, we had some lapses, you know, we still believe that that's what, it, you know, what we needed to do, and it came through.
Unsung hero, Chloe Johnson.
Yeah, you know, Chloe came in.
Minutes.
Yeah, Chloe did. I was really proud of her. She came in, really kind of steadied the ship, got us into some offense, kind of gave us a little bit of a blueprint of what we needed to be doing, and gave some calmness, you know, and her being a senior, you know, you expect, you know, experience to come out, and it sure did. So I was really proud of her, big-time minutes for us.
And this team, lots of composure late when they had lots of fouls. There had been a lot of fouls called, and High Point went to the free throw line a lot, and we kind of made up some ground in the free throws. Didn't make them, but we kind of made up the attempts. But this team really, I think, bought in defensively and said, this is what we got to do. And even though they had fouls, they still fought hard and battled.
Yeah, you know, once I reminded Mackenzie that it was okay if she fouled again, she just couldn't foul twice.
Right.
She decided to play a little bit. But we just didn't come out in the third quarter with very much intensity on the defensive end. I think we were worried about the fouls, you know. And then, you know, I just had to tell them during the media in the third quarter, hey, look, like, we got to play. You know, you can't worry about that. You got to kind of just play, be solid, and, you know, kind of trust that we're going to be all right if we just play hard. So.
But, again, we don't want to rely on 31 points in the fourth quarter. It's
no.
30 points in the fourth quarter the last two games.
Yeah, you know, I'll take 31 points in the fourth quarter every night, but
right.
I'm not going to rely on it. But just proud of us, you know. We really stepped up, so.
And turnovers, the team only had 12. He had 5 in the third quarter, but the other three quarters, the good composure to handle this pressure. And even when the pace got a little frenetic, they didn't turn the ball over, made some smart decisions.
Yeah, you know, we talked about going into the game that they were going to just throw some crazy stuff at us, and we just needed to be ready to catch and see, you know. And, we ended up doing that a better job, obviously, outside of those 5 turnovers in the third quarter. But I thought we had played a pretty clean game outside of that.
You talked about finding a third or a fourth player to step up, and we talked about Allie, but Sadie came in 10 points as well, knocked down a 3, really provided some spark. I really think she was aggressive in that second half, taking the ball to the hole.
Yeah, you know, she did. You know, I think the big piece was, I mean, she had 3 assists, 0 turnovers, and she had 4 offensive rebounds. You know, I mean, we outshot, you know, High Point tonight by 10 shots, you know, and those offensive rebounds were crucial, and Sadie had several big ones for us, so just really happy with that. But just going to be prouder of all of them. You know, I thought Kiana Spade had some good first half minutes for us. Came out, was aggressive, and, you know, really looked kind of like her old Kiana. So I was really happy to see that as well.
Awesome. Well, again, it's on the road. When we win, we wits, but we can't wits tonight.
Oh, we're going to find some ice cream, that's for sure. They were begging for it last night, and I said, no. Got to wait until we get a win. So.
Well, congrats on the win. I'll let you get to the team, and we'll talk to you on Thursday at Charlotte.
All right, thank you.
As Davidson head coach Gail Coates, folks, the Wildcats come in and pick up an 82-74 win here at the Mills Center against High Point.